To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-825-5033. That's 1-800-825-5033. Now, here again is Art Bell.
My guest is Harlot. Her real name is Patsy. She said, go ahead and use it. She lives in all places, you're not going to believe this, in Salt Lake City, Utah. She is a witch, she says. She is a follower of Satan, she says. I have never interviewed anybody who makes these claims, so I wouldn't be qualified to judge the credibility of anybody who would claim to have such following. It's absolutely incredible. We will get back to her in a moment. All right. Patsy, are you there?
I am still here.
All right. Would you prefer, by the way, to be called Patsy or...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter one way or the other.
All right. There is going to be, I believe this, that there's certain... I believe personally...
Yep.
That there is a good and there is an evil.
Mm-hmm.
And hence there must be a God. There must be a representative of evil. And there is a constant battle going on. You believe that there will be an Armageddon, a final war. In almost all of Hollywood, Harlot, in almost all of Hollywood, when they depict these battles going on, it seems as though the dark side or the devil is winning. But in the end, of course, good always triumphs over evil.
Well, in the end, God will win. Whatever he is, which brings up a topic I want to talk about God in itself, Satan and everything being alien and so forth.
Well, if in the end God will win, mm-hmm. why does Patsy want to be on the losing side?
I have always, my entire life, had an incredible urging for the underdog, if you will. And when I mean the underdog, I mean the ultimate underdog. I feel in my heart what God did was unjustified and how he punished Satan. I feel that the structure of Christianity, the structure of the church, the structure of the godly belief itself is unjustified. I think that as human beings, we are unfairly punished at the hands of a creator who is not perfect, who is very fallible and has made many mistakes along the way. Jesus said, every time I say that name, well, he said, for the Father in heaven knoweth all things, past, present, and future. If you take that literally, then that means that God, literally himself, knew of everything the devil would do, that human beings would do,
mm-hmm.
from the point even beyond creation itself. I firmly hold to that. I firmly hold to that, that I believe that God is responsible and the blame. And if I, as a human being, who opposes him and upholds the other side, if I myself could put God on trial, I would find him, if I could, as jury and executioner, guilty on crimes and be punished for crimes against this planet and the human race. I would find him guilty and condemn him to eternal death. That's how much I despise him.
Let me read you a couple of faxes before we get to calls. Hi, Art. So far, Patsy seems to be dead on and telling the truth. Can you please ask her the following two questions to test her? One, is there any connection between Satan and UFOs or UFO abductions?
Well, Mr. Bell, I believe that we are, and I believe that Satan and we are all as a whole are descendants from a higher race of more intelligent and supreme beings that have, and I carefully use this word, evolved. We'll use that, evolved to a point of so far beyond our human flesh and bones and our puny human minds that, yes, I do believe that a lot of the abductions and UFOs are our creators, are our enemies, and I think these people, whether it be by the hands of God or by the hands of Satan, do have a right and do come to this planet to test, to experiment, and just see how far we ourselves have evolved mentally, not so much physically, but mentally. And if we are just to the point of preparing ourselves for the advancement of the human race to take us beyond the limitations that we have now, that were all the questions in the end will be answered when basically when we can build that ship, that vessel that physically will be able to transport us across the galaxy, across the universe, to other worlds, worlds of a higher intelligence, and an evolution process that has taken those beings beyond the realm of the physical needs that we have.
All right, so your answer is yes.
In a degree, yes.
All right. And the second question is, since much of established Christianity considers Mormonism to be a cult and its adherents already on the wrong path, why are you in Salt Lake City? Is there a connection between your master and Mormonism?
I think that a lot of the LDS faith is dead accurate. Dead accurate on a lot of things. I don't particularly agree with them in the sense of proclaiming God as their eyes that governs their church. Right on their museum. I mean, I don't have a fear of this. Right on their museum down there, they have a pentagram. Right on their museum. There's a lot of things in the LDS faith. When I came here, I came into a situation to where I lived with LDS people. I came here with nothing, Mr. Bell. I came here to prove how an evil person can go into a society, embed themselves into the working order of that society, and use and take total advantage to get what I needed to sustain myself. I joined the LDS Church because at the time I needed a place to live. I will do anything. But yes, the LDS people are pretty good people. I like a lot of what that they do out there and how they motivate themselves to financial gain and to motivate themselves to working and doing what it is that they do. Mm-hmm. Until someone in that organization comes to me and says, okay, what we are is actually a part of what you are, then I will shake their hands and help them fulfill their goals and fulfill their promises. But as long as they proclaim God, they are my enemy. As long as they proclaim Christ in the form that they see him as, they are my enemy. As long as they do that.
All right. He ends up after those two questions saying, tough questions. So far she's answered everything like a fundamentalist Christian. I'd be very curious to see if she continues to tell the truth or covers up two of Satan's greatest lies.
Mr. Bell, mm-hmm. Like I said, I draw the line nowhere. Satan's lies are Satan's truths. He must lie. He must be deceptive. He must have a diverse heart.
And so then must you as a follower.
That's exactly right. We have a saying, by any means necessary, and we don't use that as a loose phrase or a term or something. It is reality with us. By any means necessary. I have went into churches, like I said, coast to coast, and I have been to these churches, and I have sat in their congregations. I have become active in their churches without anyone ever knowing that when I went home, I worshiped the devil.
Why would you go to a church service? For what reason?
to lay seeds, to lay a foundation of evil. I take great pleasure in creating havoc in the life of a God believer in any form or any religion. I take great pleasure in it. Satan uses me that way. Art, I have left where I sustain myself with virtually nothing, alone, with only my cunning and my diverse thoughts, my wicked tongue, and hitchhiked alone, young woman myself, alone, across this country on interstates in the middle of the night in order to spread unholy seeds. And I have effected, sir?
I just shivered. You have hitchhiked across the country spreading evil in what form, Harlot?
Lust, adultery, fornication. I take great pleasure in destroying a family. I take great pleasure in, like I did right here, take a Mormon out of his home and put him in my lair, grabbed him, sucked him in. He lost a child and a wife, and he's living with me now, and I take great pleasure in having him lay on my unholy sheets by me every night. Hell Satan.
Is he hearing this?
He's in the war room, what we call the black room, right now.
The black room.
Mm-hmm. That's where we practice unholy arts. As a matter of fact, my entire coven is here.
Across America, mm-hmm. Harlot, how many covens like the one that you have there exist, do you believe?
I believe that there are many, but I think a lot of them out of that they're not prepared yet to actually come out publicly. I think they live not so much in fear, but they're just not ready at that point in time to make a difference and to impact the area that they live in.
Why are you coming out publicly? Why are you ready to say all of this?
Because I have a purpose, and my purpose has been let known to me in visions. My purpose, I am being primed for an ascension. I have a ritual coming up here before All Hallows Eve that is of the most unholy kind. The only victim in this ritual will be me. I am the victim. I will be alive. No, nobody's going to behead me and nobody's going to do that. I will be alive. It is a part of my ascension. For years as a child, Art, I would cry in my bed at night. I would just cry in my bed, feeling sorry for the devil and what God did to him. As a child, I would wake up screaming in the middle of the night, hating God, virtually hating God for what he did to my master.
There are people, many,
mm-hmm.
Harlot, who will say what you're saying represents not a religion, not a belief, not a worship of that devil that you say you worship, but mm-hmm. rather a mental illness.
That's their prerogative. My parents, when I was 18 or 19, did take me for examination.
Mm-hmm.
They took me to many doctors and many things. I was hooked up to more machinery than is what seemed like in my eyes anyway, than an auto body shop had. They did brain scans. They did different things on me and so forth and so forth. And
so what did they come up with?
Well, I walked out of there with no pills, no nothing, and, well, what the people told my parents was two things. It's something that science cannot grasp at this time, or she's telling the exact truth. That girl is not holy by any means.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what the doctors told my parents. It's on paper. My parents have it.
They took you to doctors. Did they take you to priests?
I eat them alive. I have walked into priests. I have sat and talked with them in conversations, and they know. They do not touch me. They do not pray over me. They just talk to me, Mr. Bell. They just talk to me, and we share feelings, ideals. We talk about reality with God, what's coming in the world, and Satan.
So you think, then, that you are, as we discussed earlier, that you are perfectly possessed?
Mr. Bell, in front of your audience, the millions, whatever are listening, Christ said something in his scriptures that I take to virtual heart, that Christ says, whoever denieth me before men, I will deny before my Father. I deny Jesus of my body and of my soul. And I deny him of a right to have any governorship over me, any authority over me. Period. I deny him the right of my heart. That way I will be assured that he will definitely, and I do everything in my power, each and every breath I take, I definitely want to be denied in heaven. I want the second death. When the numbers of the sands of their numbers are like the sands of the sea, when they surround the encampment of the saints.
All right. Harlot, hold on. We'll be back to you. It's the bottom of the hour. I'll begin taking calls after this break. Because, believe it or not, I'm almost at a loss for words. Absolutely incredible. From the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell.
With Art Bell from west of the Rockies, including Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, dial 1-800-618-8255. That's 1-800-618-8255. Now again, here's Art.
Once again, here I am. Good morning, everybody. I'm getting a number of faxes from people who say, Harlot is not this, or she is not that. And frankly, I'm not qualified to judge what Harlot is or is not. And I can't imagine that too many people out there are, but they think they are. We're going to turn him. What I'm going to do is turn her over to you here in a moment. And we're going to see where this goes. She claims to be a witch, a follower of Satan. And so far, according to what she said, I'm accepting it at face value. It would seem to me that's exactly what she is. Although we will continue to explore, and I will continue to try to form an opinion, which I haven't fully formed yet. At this point, I take her words at face value. Once again, here's Harlot. Harlot, are you there?
Yes, Art, may I say something before we go to phone calls, please?
Oh, sure. I've got a couple of questions for you, too, before we do.
I understand. Thank you, sir. First thing, I want to make short and sweet. I don't care one bit what anyone out there in the listening audience feels about me. I really don't. I know in my heart what I am. I have only began to express my evil. I haven't yet even began. I welcome phone calls from anyone, but the one I want the most, and because only it is relevant, and that's either a priest or a minister of any faith,
mm-hmm,
who will get on with me and discuss these things.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get that.
Oh, that's what I want.
How about some Wiccans? You'll get that, too.
I like to have them, and you can give them my address off the air, and I don't care if they drive 8,000 miles. I'd rather have them face-to-face.
No, let's not do that. We'll do this on the radio.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right, a couple of questions.
Okay.
One, Mm-hmm. If Satan knows he will lose, mm-hmm. even if he believes he is totally right and justified in what he's doing, mm-hmm. then why does he not repent and be forgiven? Surely, he is intelligent enough to realize he is fighting a battle he cannot win, and also super intelligent enough to realize that the famous quote by Milton, quote, mm-hmm. it is better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven, end quote, is utter baloney. Even if he believes he is totally right and God is totally wrong, God clearly holds all the cards. What is to be gained from continuing a fight against all odds? This useless war would be over in seconds if he'd just get a clue, and the resultant joy in the universe would know no bounds. No one, even he, is beyond redemption, beyond repentance, beyond forgiveness.
That's not the grand scheme of things. God needs an opposer. God needs it, or he would have never existed to begin with. It is almost like we could take this back to Adam and Eve. Why was the serpent allowed? Why was he allowed, period?
I've always wondered.
And the answer to that question is simple. He was allowed to do that because even in God's makeup of what he is, in his existence, in his essence, I find him to be more than just jealous now, but susceptible to boredom, susceptible to, well, if there's nothing for me to do here, then why carry on here? So what greater way to spice up the Cajun food, if you will, than to put a lot of pepper on the ground? Mr. Bell, Satan doesn't want repentance. He wants vengeance.
Vengeance.
It would be almost like, and I want to use this term loosely now because I'm such a big fan of it. It would almost be like Eastern Michigan playing at Nebraska next Saturday morning. There is no way at all that they could go in there and win that ball game. But what they can do is inflict enough damage on that team or that opposition
mm-hmm.
in order to effect what's coming down the road. Satan sees this opportunity, and he has seized this opportunity to damage God. And the way he's going to do that, and the way we are going to do that, by running with the devil, if you will, is by causing complete chaos and damaging the foundation of what God has built.
Now, you keep coming back to chaos.
Oh, yes.
All right. This is from Ann
mm-hmm.
in Middleton, California.
Nice place.
Art, your guest is not a product of Satan, but a product of the evils of the Catholic Church. Ironically... Now, let me finish. Ironically, the master she worships is an invention of the Catholic Church. We true witches know there is no such thing as Satan. True witches fear this kind of talk. The memory of 6 to 9 million dead during the Inquisition and the witch burnings is all too fresh. Humanity needs a break from hysterical Catholic fear-mongering. Whose side is Patsy really on?
Mr. Bell? I would welcome them to come here with their torches and strings to hang me up and burn me alive. See, that's what I told you on the phone when you called me that afternoon. Lack of courage, lack of responsibility, and lack of accepting the Father of all supernatural power relating to the evil side. I would welcome to be strung up. I welcome them to march up here, string me up, and burn me. I would welcome it. Because the essence of my spirit would be more powerful than. I do believe in reincarnation. It does exist. I know I've lived before. I have.
And will again?
And will again. And I would just go to another time to inflict more evil damage on another people in another time frame. And I welcome it. It's like an enemy, which I wanted to get to. An enemy of mine. Art, I don't care. I have no mercy, and I do not want mercy on myself. I do not receive mercy because I do not have mercy. When I have an enemy, I want that enemy to go down, and I don't care how I have to do it. If I have to resort to licking a dog, I will. If I have to resort attacking them, which I want to bring up later on about soul journey and different things, oh, you bet evil people can soul journey. I have many times went in a state of sleep in different things and have left marks on my enemies. And I see fulfillment in destroying them. I don't care if it takes me 40 years and if I'm in a wheelchair, I will find them and I will see their destruction if it's the last thing I do in my own eternity.
All right, let's go to the phones. First time caller line, you're on the air with Harley.
Good evening.
Hello there.
How are you, sir?
Fine. Where are you?
I am in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Well, no, that's you. I'm talking to the
caller. Oh, I'm sorry.
caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, turn your radio off. That's number one.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, as soon as you get on the air, turn your radio off, because you'll be able to hear it on the phone anyway. All right, do you have a question?
Actually, I had an answer to your question as to which politicians had already made their pact with Satan. I have been studying witchcraft and the occult for several years, actually about 8 or 9.
And?
And I have discovered an insidious and heinous plot of Satan to try and rule over the world governments. And it involves, as you mentioned in an ad, I do believe earlier, about a coin that has two-headed eagles. That is one of the signs of Satan.
A coin that has two-headed eagles?
A double-headed eagle, yes.
Uh-huh.
That is a sign of a religion known as Freemasonry. And Freemasonry, most people in Freemason packs or Freemason lodges, which are all around the country and all over the world, would like you to believe that they're like a little group, like a little lodge, like a membership.
Mm-hmm. That does good things, good deeds.
Yes. In reality, Freemasons have a secret pact with the devil to go out and rule over the world and to bring Satan above ground on earth to be able to rule in complete monarchy.
All right. Do you have a question for Patsy?
Actually, I wanted to ask her if she was a Freemason herself.
All right. Patsy, are you?
No, sir, I am not. But what the gentleman has just said on the phone, I would like to thank him. I would like to thank him kindly, even though he was some things that I don't quite agree with. And that's what makes America wonderful. But he is dead on accurate to a degree. And I'd like to thank you, sir, whoever you are, very, very much. Because, Art, the conspiracy lies deep in politics that you would not believe. About the coin. Look who was in the presidency and the Congress and everything at that time. Look at the New World Order. Who brought that up for the first time? There's your answers. Go and seek these things out, America. Do it on your own. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. You do it for yourself. If you dig deep enough and overlook a lot of the red tape and a lot of the hogwash that's put in front of our faces on the TV and so on and so on, you will begin to understand that this conspiracy is very old, very, very old. In America, we are alive and well.
All right. Wild card line, you're on the air with Harlot. Hello.
Good evening, Patsy and Hi Art.
Hi.
Good evening, sir.
This is Gazuki in Indian Springs. I got several questions, but hopefully I'll be able to get at least a few in. Do you have to snap out of it when you feel sorry for something or someone?
No. I never feel sorry for no one.
Okay. If the devil exists, as you proclaim, and I decided to invite him over by calling him a perilous pot of protrusive protoplasm immersed in dung, and he likes nothing other than to search and destroy,
mm-hmm.
Why will he or won't he cause or not cause havoc for me in the living?
Well, sir, it all becomes down to one thing. How do you feel about God?
Well, I believe in a God. I believe he is an extraterrestrial. What is your thoughts on that?
I believe that we're all descendants from beings of a higher power.
Okay, one more
question. And they are alien in essence. Yes,
okay,
sir.
One more question. Do you believe Clinton is the Antichrist?
I believe that President Clinton is doing what President Clinton should be doing at this time, sir. Exactly. I think that destiny lives itself out, and I believe that Clinton and all the presidents, as far as you can go back, has done their little deeds, have done their little part in establishing what we have today and what's coming in the future.
Well, when I look at politicians, Patsy, I have concluded over the years that to get to the Senate, to get to the presidency, generally to get to high political office in this country, you almost have had to have made some sort of pact with the devil.
Well, you know, Art, that's true in a sense. You know, and I know it's true. A lot of what we see, and we have had presidents and different people in the Senate, as you said, sir, and so on, you know, we see a very moral background, if you will. I mean, and I know Clinton and his problems and so on. What I'm talking about, you know, this church group or this organization that they're affiliated with or so on and so on. A lot of times that is a screen because, like I said, I myself can walk into any church, and I mean anywhere because I have been through over damn near, 20 different denominations of faith. I have sat in their congregations. I have virtually almost become active in their congregations without them even knowing who my master was.
Of course. Well, when you look at a politician, one who has achieved very high office, Patsy, he has achieved it more frequently than not through lying, stealing,
well, we know it's
deceit, and I could go on and on, a lot of the qualities that you seem to honor.
Well, we know it's crooked. I mean, there was a time at a rally down in Louisiana that I attended one, too, and it had to do with the oil companies and different representatives down there, and well, I would just say one thing. At one time, I had a little bit of doings under the wraps, if you will, with a certain group of people that has held the governor's seat in Louisiana for quite some time. Some people kind of outlying in that organization that I dealt with, and I'm not going to go any further there for their own safety, if you will, and different things. But yes, Art, you are 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
Politics is corrupt to the fullest.
All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Harlan.
Hello.
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 Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I just want to say that, yes, she's right. There is a conspiracy of evil, but she left out that there is also a conspiracy of good out there. That, and
well, I haven't left that out yet.
Real witches, not Hollywood hogwash.
Oh, please.
You are a faker.
Oh, please, sir. I tell you what, I would like for you to, I tell you what, I have, like I said, been from coast to coast. Don't be surprised if one of us doesn't creep up around a dark corner one night and just say hi and shake your hand and seem to be one of the most nicest human beings that you have ever met in the world. And in the end, their diverse heart will conquer you. That's just the bottom line. See, sir, if I had to get up in front of a congregation and preach about God, I would. If that meant, in the end of it all, upholding Satan in the end.
Well, I'm not talking about a church. See, I'm a practicing Wiccan.
Oh, goodness. Would you please come visit me? Can I give you my address? I would like to see you,
and
sir.
And what you are doing is trying to flame the fires of the Inquisition again. That's all you're trying to do.
What, are you afraid of retribution? Are you afraid of retribution for your acts? I'm not.
My acts aren't evil.
Well, still witchcraft.
Witchcraft is not evil.
Oh, okay. All righty, then. You see, I run into this all the time. You know, sir, and I'm going to use some intelligence here. I'm not going to call you no name, but, sir, please do me one favor. Get some backbone. Accept the reality of what you're doing is not godly. Okay? Please do.
I'm not talking about God.
But, sir, I hope in the end that you don't, in
well,
a way.
Well, let me understand.
Go ahead.
You have accused her of being a fake. You say you're a Wiccan. What are you?
We practice a sort of nature worship, sir.
Oh, boy.
All she did was throw in some stuff from some Hollywood movies. She's
oh, please.
Trying to get some propaganda out there.
Oh, please.
Maybe not. I mean, in a way, I understand what she's saying, and I'm not, believe me, a long way from siding with her.
And I understand, Art.
But on the other hand, you're saying you're worshiping nature, and you're leaving out God. She's leaving out God and making no bones about it. You're leaving out God and trying to suggest you're kind of in the middle.
No, there is a like a God force. It's not like a physical being, per se.
Mr. Bell?
Yes?
I would just like to tell that gentleman, I hope he goes through it, through life before he dies believing it. I do. Like I said, there are going to be those who go to hell out of ignorance and those who go to hell with honor, and I'm going with some honor, and so are my people.
So well, I actually understand what you're saying.
Right. I do, sir. I really do. You know, there was a time that I so much despised the Wiccans to the point to where if they, even without being an enemy, even without ever setting themselves against me, and they were laying on the ground bleeding, I would rather dump salt into their wound and actually give them blood. But, you know, in the general makeup of it all, they're silly. You know, at least, I'm not here, America, to try to Satanize America. That's not my duty. That duty lies within your own heart and with the general makeup of the things to come, just like El Nino. Yes, we better all stock up on food, because this El Nino is the beginning of something even more grand to take place in the next 2 years. We have not seen hurricanes, and we have not seen the multitude of storms that are going to come down on North America and the world until 2 years from now. Just be prepared, America. Art is actually right. We better buy food, and we better stock up and prepare to make it the hard way, because this is going to be some hardships like never seen before.
Anything else, caller?
See, the Wiccans have had this problem for years.
Oh, please.
Because people like her have always come out and saying that witchcraft is evil and everything, and it's not. We want to help society better itself, just as any other religion of the right-hand path does.
Sir?
Yes?
In human nature for years, you know, I can almost understand this love one another, treating one another well, saying, you know, love nature, love the tree that's in your backyard. Yeah, we need them around. You better believe we need them around. But Wiccan isn't going to stop the destruction of this world. And by human nature ourselves, we are an aggressive race of people.
All right, I've got to ask you both to hold it right there. Interesting. We're going to break here at the top of the hour, and we'll be right back with Patsy, with Harlan. I'm Art Bell.
The fella went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on the fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I am a fiddle player too. And if you dare to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play a pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I've got a fiddle of gold against your soul, so I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're all..."